playoffs are well underway. We are into the second round now. First round is matched up, so there's only 8 teams left fighting to win the NBA championship here. So we're just going to talk about the end of the first round, give our, you know, final thoughts on the teams that got eliminated, and then look at the second round, which is already started, you know, unfortunately, due to Adam Silver and his crazy scheduling that the NBA does. So we'll dive into that a little bit here on Ballin' Out. So your hosts, Sean and Grant, you know, a lot of things have happened per se since we last talked, you know, on the pod here. So we just got to, you know, talk about that. The Clippers and the Lakers are our teams, and the Pistons. Got to talk about that as well. Yeah, let's just start with you know, Pistons while we're at it. They fell to the Knicks in 6 games. Game 6, you know, the Pistons had a chance. Then Star Thompson kind of got flown off the map there by Jalen Brunson with the crossover. Mm-hmm. And that was about it. Pistons had a chance, but Beasley had butterfingers, pulled the Gary Trent Jr. and couldn't keep the ball in. So that was, you know, a little disappointing to see how that ended. You know, my thoughts real quick. I think, once again, it goes back to that game 4. You know, if a foul would have been called on Gary Trent or Tim Hardaway Jr., then, you know, it could be a completely different scenario series. You know, maybe the Pistons would be taking on the Knicks right now, or excuse me, the Celtics right now. But, yeah, no, I liked, you know, what I saw from the Pistons here, you know, in their first playoff series in a while. They were able to get a win, not at home, unfortunately, so they still got that streak. But the future is bright. I'm telling you. What are your thoughts, Grant, on the Pistons-Knicks series?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of just echoing what I said last podcast there. Pistons always had a chance. I mean, they were right there basically in every single game. Just simply just couldn't close out a game. Basically lackluster just offense throughout the last, say, 5 minutes of basically every single one of those games. It sucks. I understand what they were trying to do, you know, taking Thompson out and putting in Dennis Schroeder and kind of running some different lineups there, but at the end of the day, I know Cade had a good look at a mid-range in whatever game 5 or whatever the heck it was to possibly win it. There, just like moments like that where like it just sucks because I feel like they were so close and they easily, but like it could have very well have been, you know, 4-2 going the other way for the Pistons. It just, it is what it is. Obviously, it's a younger team. It's a huge turnaround from the season before. I mean, just the fact that we even, you know, made the playoffs there, considering we were like the worst record in the NBA just about. So it says a lot about, you know, what this team can accomplish though. And yeah, like you were saying, the future does look bright. You know, we're going to see what happens in the off season here for us. See if we can actually get, you know, get some new talent, see what we can kind of tweak with the roster. I'm curious to see how all that turns out, see who, if anybody we get, you know, to join the squad. At the end of the day, it's a tough one to swallow because we were so close in every single one of those games. And it's just, it easily could have been, like I say, Pistons versus Celtics, not second round, but it is what it is. Like I said, it's a good learning moment for the squad. I think they'll carry a lot of that with their feeling into the, you know, next season, and I think they're going to come back just as good. I'm curious to see what the future holds.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm curious to see. You know, this last couple of days, I guess I've been thinking about it. Yeah, you know, I've been saying something about getting Devin Booker, and Devin Booker should da da da. But after this playoffs, I think, you know, I'd like to see maybe Ivy what he could do. Like, Jaden Ivy could potentially turn into, like, a Devin Booker type of player. Like, you look at him, college, we're similar. You know, Jaden Ivy was a starter, and Devin Booker, you know, stayed 1 year in Kentucky. But, you know, just, like, their roles, I think, can be pretty similar, you know, in the league. Because I don't think that Devin Booker is a number one option. Jaden Ivy is a number one option, so I don't know. I think really they need to go for a stretch 4. I think that's the key, because we can't have, you know, Tobias guarding 7-footers out there every game playoff series. It hurt having Isaiah Stewart. So like you said, it was a lot of things that just felt like didn't go the Pistons' way. But yeah, now the future's bright. You know, Asar Thompson, I'm telling you, if he gets a jump shot, he could be, who knows? I mean, he could be like a Kawhi type of. He has all the tools. It's just really just needs a consistent jump shot. Him and his brother. So, you know, we'll see what, you know, ends up happening this offseason. Excited to see, you know, Malik. I hope he comes back. Dennis, I'm on the fence. You know, I'd like to see him come back, but I understand, you know, if he wants to go get it back or whatnot. But I think he definitely helped during his time. You know, just what he did. essentially at the end of the season there after the trade deadline. So, and then
I was gonna say just real quick too with that, I think it sucks too with just guys being out, because especially with Tobias Harris having to guard those bigger guys, they took advantage of that. And that's at the end of the games, I think that's really where it showed the most too. And I think the big, obviously, Jaden Ivey, I'd just be curious to see if he could have helped, stretch the floor a little bit, just get a little bit more offense, because we struggled, like I was mentioning, on offense a whole bunch. But really, I think it would have been the biggest is just to see, B. Stew come in there. And I mean, plain and simple, just if he would have been able to, step up defensively, see what he could have done. Gave Mitchell Robinson some problems there, see if, we can keep him off the glass too. And just kind of all of that. So, yeah, kind of just again, I mean, it obviously was not the sole reason we lost. I'm not blaming injuries at all, but I think it definitely would have played a big part if we had those guys healthy.
Yeah, I agree. Just talk about the Knicks, while we're talking about them. Obviously, they moved on. Playing the Celtics. So, game one, second round of that series did happen as we're recording this. That night, I don't know if you got to watch any of it. I didn't get to watch most of it. Just watched, the fourth quarter, last 5 minutes, and then overtime. They got lucky. Celtics still in five.
Choked.
Six.
Celtics choked.
But, yeah, I think. And another thing, too, is, the Celtics aren't going to miss 45 threes or whatever, every game. They're a high three-pointing shooting team. I think, they're going to continue that. Jaylen Brown said in the presser, the match worked to take away the three-point line. So, transition is here. You got to make adjustments, things like that. The Knicks were just, they thought they were playing the Pistons and giving the Celtics open threes. So they just couldn't make them pay. So I'm interested in that series. It'll be a really good series. It's going to be a hard-fought series. But I still think the Celtics, they're the much better team. And they'll pull that one.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. I think, the Celtics, they're loaded with talent. They're going to be good. So I'm very curious to see. I mean, I think it's still going to be a good series because the Knicks are just, they're gritty. I mean, we know that. And playoff basketball, they, for the most part, let these dudes play. So I'm kind of curious to see that, because if they can get enough pressure, and stop Boston from hitting all those threes, they have a shot. They definitely have a shot, no doubt about it. But I would still kind of lean Boston in this one. Just because I don't think it's going to take Brunson dropping, 40 every night for them to really have a chance. And not that he can't do it. I mean, we saw it, obviously, in the biggest game of the, series against the Pistons, where he dropped 40. But it's just, I don't think he's going to be able to do that consistently for if it were to be seven games. I got Boston in this one, but I got him in six, I believe. I think it's going to be a good series. I think the Knicks get another one, too, somewhere in there. I'm very curious to see that.
Absolutely. That series will be good. And then the other series in the East, the Cavs and the Pacers. Game one, that happened already too. I mean, that was a good game. I watched bits and pieces of it, more of, of the second half. I mean, the Pacers, they could be, a team to reckon with. I wouldn't say I, doubted them, but I guess I overlooked them during the regular season, coming into the playoffs. I just thought that, they were kind of just running high on their Eastern Conference Finals trip last year. And just had a good regular season, because they had basically their whole team coming back. But I don't know. They can give this Cavs team, and I think me and you have both said on this pod that, the Cavs, it's not going to make it far. I think the Pacers, I definitely think that they can beat the Cavs and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals here. I got Pacers.
Yeah, we've talked about it for a little while now with these Donovan Mitchell, led teams. And just, I mean, they're so good. They're so talented throughout the regular season. They always have one of the best records, if not the best. But they just can't get it done in the playoffs. And I think it's going to be the same thing here. I mean, this Pacers team, like we just said, was literally just there. I mean, they know what they're doing and everything. So it's, I'm very kind of curious to see this series. I didn't get to watch much of it. I was celebrating the holiday yesterday, living it up pretty well, as you know. But this is a series I probably will actually tune into a little bit here, just because I'm very curious to see kind of how the Cavs respond to that game one loss, especially with it being at home, just because if they lose the next one, because I believe, actually, I don't know if they play tonight or if it's tomorrow. I think is it tomorrow? Okay, I was just saying, I forget that one, but I know the Cavs got three players out, Evan Mobley's out, Darius Garland, I think, was out. So it's like, dude, if you drop two at home with this Pacers team, it's Pacers in five, respectfully. I probably when we get done recording this, I'll go tune into that one, watch that one for sure. Because if Pacers get two at the Cavs, this series is wraps. It's over. It's GG's.
Yeah. it's going to be hard, you know, for this Cavs team. They've been a good offensive team all year. They've been a good defensive team all year, but like, you know, Mobley's out. So really, you know, their defense was with Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, you know, Darius Garland was having an all-star year, was playing really well. They could choke it. And if those guys do end up coming back, I'm not going to, you know, beat a dead horse or nothing like that because I've already said it times, but this Cavs team, Donovan Mitchell-led team, always find a way to just let themselves down, come short. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see them, you know, coming back, especially if they get drop two. I could see five. You know, I could see the Pacers going up five. Cavs, you know, I think we'll steal one. They'll probably steal game three, but, you know, game four, Indiana, and then game three could wrap it up. So that series is very interesting. I thought it was going to be, you know, kind of boring series, but like I said, it could turn out to be a good one. The Bucks lost to the Pacers, and we talked about it a little bit, but I just want to ask you, what do you think is next for Giannis? Think he's done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got a roster that's, I mean, frankly, it just isn't going to get the job done. I mean, Dame is coming off an injury. He's not playing next season. I mean, you got your upgrade in Kyle Kuzma, your Chris Middleton to go to Kyle Kuzma. That obviously didn't work. We saw that in the playoffs. So it's like, if you're Giannis and you're putting up whatever, I mean, I don't know what he actually averaged, but like, I mean, you're putting up 30, almost 20 rebounds in whatever game, like, and you lose in five. I mean, at that point, what are we talking about? You know, I know he's got a couple. I've rumored to be, I don't know what's actually true out there. You can't believe everything you see, but rumored to, you know, be in kind of contact or want to go to one of those like kind of more bigger cities, mid to big city areas there. So I'd be curious to see what happens with that, but I for sure think that he's going to be on the move.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a lot of shakeup in the East, you know, for a lot of teams. You know, try to throw him the Celtics, which, you know, we talked about last podcast. You know, Celtics, they said they're, you know, going to change up their roster, do the new CBA thing and stuff like that. So, you know, will it be Porzingis? Will it be Jrue Holiday? Derrick White? Maybe Jaylen Brown? So it's very interesting to see what will happen. Moving on to the West, this will probably be, you know, a long and hard discussion. We'll go ahead and start with I'm going to start with the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. That series was very good. You know, the Warriors, they blew it. They almost blew it. They almost blew the 3-1 lead, but Game 7, Buddy Hield had a magic ball, tied for most threes in the playoff game. I think second most threes in the playoff game. He had a terrible game until the fourth quarter. Came a lot. But this team, you know, very exciting. I think Jalen Green, I think it might be time for, you know, them to move on from him. I just, you know, he's just inconsistent. I don't think he's that good, you know, of a basketball player. I can't say much in the league, but I'm not a believer of the Jalen Green and, you know, him being one of the franchise cornerstones of that Houston Rockets. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved for, you know, somebody, maybe say like a Devin Booker or something like that, or, you know, Kevin Durant package. But yeah, what are your thoughts on, you know, that series?
Yeah, I mean, real quick, just on that, I think they make a move after Giannis. I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not, but I think that'd be interesting, seeing Giannis go to Houston there. But at the end of the day, like Steven Adams is a great pickup there. I mean, just a board machine. I mean, just down there doing his thing. Fred VanVleet, you know, he shot pretty well throughout the whole series for the most part. Like, they got good pieces. Like, they're not, like, I think we both kind of underestimated this Warriors team as well. I kind of give them their flowers. I think they can actually compete pretty well with a lot of the teams out there. So I'm curious. I'm definitely curious to see, just kind of foreshadowing to the next round, whether they're playing, you know, the Timberwolves. I think that'll be just straight cinema. I think that's going to be phenomenal. Draymond and Ant are, I mean, it's going to be just like this one. So many technical fouls, the whole nine. It's going to be awesome. So I'm curious to see that. But yeah, I mean, Rockets aren't far off. They definitely got to make just some minor tweaks, I think, which I agree to your point. Jalen Green, he's just not that guy. And he admitted it too. I mean, he said, yeah, I was terrible. I was basically, that was just unacceptable. So I am curious to see, you know, how he bounces back and see if he actually takes this as a learning lesson and see if he can get the job done, you know, either with the Rockets or, you know, if they ship him out and, you know, he kind of goes somewhere else. So
yeah, no, it'll be, that's the thing. I don't know, you know, what they do. think they go, you know, for somebody maybe a better shooter, because Fred, he had a great series, but, you know, isn't always the most consistent shooter. So it would be interesting to see. You know, you mentioned the Warriors. I think I tweeted this back when Draymond made his claim that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I said that they were going to win their first round series, and then they're going to get booted out in the second round, which I think they are going to get booted out by Anthony Edwards. That man, first of all, wants to throw in Steph, just like he thrown Kevin Durant, LeBron James. He's just going down the list. And I saw clips of it today resurfaced about Ant talking about, you know, pre-draft workout with the Warriors and what Steve Kerr was saying and all of that. This ain't no Team USA, you know, where he's got to be friendly and everything like that. Nah, he's going to, you know, make a statement. He's going to prove a point. And, yeah, no, I think this series, you know, will be very good. 6-7 game series. I think the Timberwolves, they'll stick it out. They win and they move on to the Western Conference Finals. Now that my team is out, or teams, I should say, I'm an Ant-Man fan. I'm rooting for Ant-Man to go crazy and, you know, do some in the playoffs. So that would be fun. But, yeah, so and then they so the other series, well, I guess let's rewind real quick before we go to that series. We didn't talk about, you know, the Lakers losing to the Timberwolves. You know, LeBron came out with his fake injury gimmick a week later talking about, oh, you know, his knee. He had an MCL sprain, which I was like, okay, yeah, that's just fake, you know, but whatnot. Bia, what are your closing statements for the season? The Lakers, obviously, you made that trade at the trade deadline for Luka Doncic, but, you know, didn't really have a big to kind of help with that. So I guess, yeah, what are your final thoughts on the Lakers right there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep it short. I'm already say it's kind of sad, but it is what it is. I mean, Luka, I mean, I think just if the trade happened like the, you know, very beginning of the season, they had a whole season to get, you know, playing with each other. I think it's a little bit of a different story. I could see of just more chemistry, more conditioning for Luka, all this. I mean, obviously, I know he was hurt, but like it just would have been nice to have him for the full season. Because I think just doing it like the halfway point, like I get that, you know, it worked out with Jimmy and the Warriors right now, or it's looking pretty good, I should say. But I think they needed more time to gel everything there. But the biggest one, yeah, like they need to get a big man at that point. Still don't know why Jackson Hayes or anybody didn't play toward the end there, but it is what it is. I am curious to see, because they're definitely going to have to go out and get a big man. That's the biggest key there. So I think if they're able to do that, Luka can have a season, just kind of recover, get his body right. I mean, because it's going to be at some point. I mean, Bron doesn't got much left in him, I don't think. I mean, he's starting to show signs. I mean, you can't expect the 40-year-old to be, you know, the leader of everything for your team. It's just, like, it just can't. I mean, if it is happening, then I think I'd almost look at the rest of the team like, yo, what the hell is going on here? So, it's, again, it's a short window for the Lakers in terms of with LeBron there. I don't know what the future holds for Luka. I don't really know. I mean, he's not even 100%, you know, confirmed to be coming back to LA and everything. So, I don't. We're just going to see how that all plays out. I mean, obviously, if Luka were to leave, man, that'd be one of the biggest fleeces in NBA history for the Mavericks then. It'd be a full 180. Yeah, so that'd just be wild, but we'll see. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to that big man there and not having any interior protection or just anybody to score down there. And so that's what we saw with, I mean, freaking Rudy Gobert putting up 27 is criminal. Straight up criminal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It can't happen. Like, that's straight up unacceptable.
The fact you just said Rudy Gobert, 27 points in the same sentence is crazy. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, it happened. So.
That it did.
Yeah. No, it did. Yeah. We'll keep an eye out, you know, to see, you know, what Luka and the Lakers, their next steps, you know, going forward. The other LA team, they also lost in quite, what should I say, embarrassing fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Game six, you know, the James Harden, great game, came out. It was a home game. They were able to weather the storm, and then 48 hours later, not even, they got blown out. Cool. Like you said, I'll keep it brief. James Harden, like, great season. Great all-star season. The Clippers would not have been in the playoffs if it wasn't for James Harden, so I can't rip him too much. But, like, you know, dude, I understand, like, you got tired legs and things like that, but you in year 16, you can't just, like, give up, you know, play, like, half-ass out there if you're trying to win a championship, you know? 8 field goals attempts in a game 7? is criminal. Like, bro, you are an NBA professional basketball player. I'm just a 25-year-old dude. If I go to the rec right now, I'm going to put up at least 25 shots. I don't care if I go 0 for 25. I'm going to still put it up. I'm going to be upset at myself, but I'm going to still put up. You know, I'm going to still keep going. You know, it was just disappointing to see him. I'm not going to rip Kawhi at all because he gave everything he could. It was just his teammates couldn't pick up the slack. And it's disappointing, I should say. He's not like the he's still like an A1 player, but like he's not the same Kawhi that like can shoulder the team on his back or can carry the team on his back. He's not that guy. You know, he's coming off injury. He's only played 35 games this year. So yeah, moving forward, you know, I have no idea what the Clippers end up doing. Also Westbrook, you know, just like 42% from three. That was just a fluke. Only against the Clippers would something like that happen. Gordon already said about the dunk. Of course that would happen. Clippers. What else? Every role player. It was crazy how everyone was almost hurt or broken and everything going into the series. And then all of a sudden game four, it was like the momentum completely. Game four was, I think, the turning point of that series. And, yeah, you know, the Clippers, they get away from them. You know, props to the Nuggets. They played a good series. Pretty cool that they're going to – and Lawrence Frank said in the exit interview yesterday, too. They're not, like, you know, tank or anything like that. So Kawhi's going to come back. We'll see what James Harden – he's got a player option. Really come back. You know, hey, you know, we were talking about Giannis. You know, he wants to come to a mid-market glamorous city. Giannis, I got a plan for you, you know. So, you know, if he comes to Clippers and plays, you know, a year with Giannis or a year with Kawhi, that would be great. But yeah, you know, Nuggets, props to them. Great series. They're moving on to the next to play the OKC Thunder, which game one. I don't know if you saw much of that. That was a great game. Once again, Aaron Gordon had a magnet ball. Lucky, yeah, great shot. I'm surprised that Westbrook passed it. Because, you know, I saw a tweet this morning that said, you know that Goblin mask.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. It was calling his name. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to transition to the Nuggets and Thunder series. I think, you know, based off the game one, you know, it's actually going to be a good series. The Thunder, you know, just made mental errors. And I think it was just because they hadn't played in a week almost. But, you know, I think they're still going to win this series. So, but what are your thoughts and takeaways from just this series, Nuggets?
It's going to be a good series for one. I mean, it's two of the top two MVPs right now in the league going against each other. So I think that right there is much must-watch TV. Jeez. And so I'm curious to see again the matchup there. So I think Jokic is going to keep his team in this game. And Aaron Gordon, whatever he's been on, just keep it up, dude. Keep doing what you've been doing. I think it'll be looked back on, you know, one of the biggest what ifs. If Aaron Gordon's, you know, game winner against you guys didn't count, I'd be curious to see what would have happened with the series there, because I think that was definitely like the turning point there. And who knows, we might not even be talking about the Nuggets anymore. So, but with that, like I said, yeah, Aaron Gordon, just keep doing what you're doing. Michael Porter Jr.'s got to keep getting shots up. But like Jokic is just, I mean, just different. 42, 46, 22, whatever the heck it was. I mean, dude just balled out. It was crazy. Just ridiculous. So it's going to be a great series. It's going to be fun to watch. But yeah, I still think Thunder, but I think it's going to be, but that's the thing too, is because I think there's something to be said about, you know, like you said, the Thunder taking like a more or less like a week off, whatever the heck it was. I don't know if it was actually officially a week or whatever, but like, something to be said about that, and then just coming off a 7-game series where, like, I mean, you're just so into the flow of it kind of thing. And so I wonder if the momentum there, like, if the Nuggets can get one more Thunder, which I don't think they do, which is why I kind of think I still see Thunder in, like, 6 or 7. I think it's going to be a great series. I still think it's going to go the distance. But yeah, I think the Thunder at the end of the day are just, they're just talented. They're just good. They'll figure it out. Like you said, there was a lot of mental errors and stuff like that. And so coaching decisions too at like the end, just like stuff like this. And so I'm curious to see again where the series goes. But I think Thunder in 7.
Yeah. I got that. I agree. I got Thunder in 6, 7 right here. That we'll end up seeing what happens. Before we wrap things up, I just want to, talk about the NBA awards. I would just say Pistons were robbed. They had four chances, not a single. I mean, the most improved. You know, I'm glad that Kate didn't get it because he shouldn't have been awarded. But so I'll say three. Three awards. The coach of the year. You know, I don't know how you can have an historic turnaround season, tripling your win total from 14 to whatever they had, 46, 47. It's you come in second place over a team that's about to get booted out, it's crazy, too. The funny thing is, J.B. Bickerstaff set the culture for that Cavs team last year, the last 2 years, goes to the Pistons, changes the culture, and Kenny gets a participation trophy. That's what I like to call it. You had a good season, but, J.B. Bickerstaff did everything. All you did was implement defense. The Cavs just played a little bit better this year. Don't like that, six minutes a year. Congrats to Peyton Pritchard, but
robbery.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we got Malik Beasley, who is arguably maybe our second best player on the team right now, and he's coming off the bench. The coach one, I definitely think that was some BS for sure, but I was more mad just to be about the sixth man of the year. I'm like, dude, Malik Beasley had arguably best season of his career.
He did. Best scoring, and he came off the bench. He's gone other places and started at Minnesota, Lakers. But comes to Detroit and has a great season coming off the bench. I really understand that. But hopefully the NBA does Cade and gives him, an all NBA team, which I think he should. And it better not be third. It better be first. That was that. Executive of the Year Award, that was announced today. Congrats to Sam Presti, for having all those draft picks coming to fruition 5 years later. What Trajan did, remarkable. He brought in three dudes, Malik, Hardaway, Tobias, and completely changed culture, completely everything. So I just, the NBA's got to do better about these awards and everything. I think MVP will be announced this week. All NBA teams will be announced this week. The draft combine and the lottery draft lottery might be later in the month, but I know the combine's that'll be interesting. Last thing before we go, do you have a prediction for a champion? Have playoffs. I don't. I think the Celtics come out the East, the West. I don't know. I don't know. But I think whoever does still wins it, like we've said.
I mean, it's hard to pick against Boston for the East. I agree with you there. The thing with the West is all of the remaining teams, I could see getting to the finals. Could see it. I could see both. I could see OKC versus Warriors. I could see OKC versus Timberwolves. Or I could see Nuggets versus either one of those. I think whoever wins the OKC Nuggets series, though, goes to the finals. If I was really picking there, I think it's between those two. But at the end of the day, you can never count the Warriors out just no matter what. Just the Warriors. And then, Ant-Man's on a mission, Ant-Man, Batman, Superman, don't matter. Timberwolves and five. So, I don't know. It's going to be good. So, I would lean OKC or Nuggets, whoever comes out of that series. But at the end of the day, Warriors and Timberwolves are just as good. I think whoever comes out of the West, I still think this wins the NBA Finals. So, that's just my two cents.
If I had to bet on it now, I'd just take Westfield. I'd just take,
Just Celtics the West.
I'd take the West.
Don't matter. West and five.
I think, the Celtics, they win this series against the Knicks. They go on to the East Conference Finals, and either the Cavs or the Pacers, they're going to blow them out. That'll be quick, but, I don't think they repeat the champions again. And, we've talked about this before, but, Caps is, a huge part of that. The Celtics team, it doesn't seem the same as, last year, It's the same team, same roster. I don't think they have the same drive as they did. So, I don't know. Could be wrong, but we'll see. Well, I might have to have a shot back on here, and that'll be a full debate right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need it. I need it, really.
That's basically, the show for today. Looking at that second round, so we'll obviously look middle of the rounds, come back and give our analysis and things like that. But for now, that's all we got. Until next time, catch you then.